Prayer for Those Trying to Make It in Their Own Strength, written by Maggie Meadows Cooper and read by Kelly Gibbons. A couple of years ago, my toddler was becoming more and more independent. One of her newest tricks was dressing herself, and I was thrilled about this new skill. Most days, though, it still needed a little tweaking. One morning, I heard her screaming through tears at her brother, who made her come completely unhinged by offering to help her get dressed. I found her stuck in a strappy tank top that she attempted to put on herself. Arms were stuck every which way, and she was hopelessly tangled up in it. I looked at my sweet girl sitting on the floor in a puddle of tears and frustration, and my heart went out to her because I knew how she felt. As I pulled her up on my lap, she buried her head in my shoulder. I explained that we all want to do things ourselves, but sometimes we just need a little help from someone bigger. As those words left my mouth, I realized that I needed to hear them too. This world tries to make us believe we are strong and independent and fully capable of handling everything ourselves. It tells us we don't need help, that we can and should do it all on our own. But if that is true, then I am a failure in the world's eyes. I get set up for my strappy tank top of a day. I set it up just right for every part to fall into place. But before I know it, the work strap is crossed over my mama strap, and the dinner strap is tangled in the kids' activity strap, and I end up looking like my sweet baby did. Tangled up, frustrated, and no good to anyone. And you know why? Because I tried to rearrange and schedule and plan all on my own without asking for help from the one who is the biggest of all. Here are a couple of things to remember when you are ready to ask the Lord for help. First, pray, pray again, and accept grace. Before my feet hit the floor most mornings, I pray for the Lord to direct my day. I pray over my babies and husbands and what we will face in the hours to come. I ask him for wisdom and strength and patience in the situations I may encounter. I pray for a gentle, kind spirit and to speak life to those around me. And some days, I rest in his help and those prayers. But others, I walk out the door and completely forget what I just prayed for. My own plan and strength and pride try to make it on their own. And I miss his hand in the moments of my day. In the intro of 1 and 2 Peter, he says, "May God give you more and more grace and peace." I don't think that extra more was an accident. I think Peter, knowing his own weakness, knew that those reading this letter would mess up. He knew we would need more and more grace and more help. And we will. And if you mess it up and take over, don't be ashamed or afraid to ask again. His resources and love and mercy and grace are never ending. Second, his help may not look like what we expect, so be prepared. You know that story about the man adrift in a boat who asked the Lord to save him? A plane flew by, a cruise ship came, something else I don't remember, and they all offered to pick him up. He turned them all down. When he got to heaven, he asked the Lord, "Why didn't you save me?" And the Lord explained, "I tried to, but all of my attempts were turned down." Well, the Lord's help and guidance most likely won't be through a bolt of lightning or force of nature. It might be a friend, loved one, coworker, or total stranger who happens to be right there when you need them. It might be an inconvenience in your day, like running late or a forgotten item that the Lord can use. You just never know who or what he might send to be your help and encouragement. It's okay to need help. It's okay to want help. And it's okay to ask for help. Don't wait until you are stuck in a predicament that you can't get yourself out of. Don't spread yourself thin and wear yourself out to exhaustion. The older I get, the more I accept help when it's offered, ask for it myself, and try to extend it to those around me. As Hebrews 4:15 and 16 say, "For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Let's pray. Dear Lord, help me to open my heart and my eyes and ears to be aware of those around me. Please give me the good sense to ask for help when needed, offer help when I'm able, humbly accept help from those around me when it's extended, and to put my hope in the one who loves me most. Remind me that in my own strength, I am so very weak, but with you, I am strong. Thank you for being my rock, my fortress, refuge, and redeemer. In your mighty name, amen.
Hello, my name's Rachel Carmen, and I want to invite you to come over and listen to my podcast. It's called Real Refreshment. For years and years as a young mother, I chased after the wind, thinking that the world could offer me the refreshment I longed for. But it was only when I discovered it in the person of Jesus Christ that I really found refreshment. Come on over and join me as we dig into Bible study. I'll see you there.